Welcome to the latest community news from the NMBC Media, and I'm Big Willie James. Flooding in Auckland, three people dead after torrential rain in New Zealand. The Indigenous Voice in Parliament movement gained support. The Australia Day Awards and the United States signs a pact with the Pacific Islands. At least three people have died and one is missing after New Zealand's biggest city experienced its wettest day on record on Friday. Auckland is said to receive 75% of its usual summer rainfall in just 15 hours. A local state of emergency was declared as authorities managed evacuations and widespread flooding. The newly elected Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins, thanked the emergency services for their swift response to the disaster. The loss of life underscores the sheer scale of this weather event and how quickly it turned tragic, he said in a news conference on Saturday afternoon. The downpour flooded the airport, shifted houses, and resulted in power cuts to homes for hours. More severe weather is expected across Auckland until at least Tuesday, according to Met Service. New research from the Referendum Working Group shows that the majority of Indigenous people support the Voice to Parliament. Invasion Day rallies across the country swung the debate from changing the date to an Indigenous Voice to Parliament. Tens of thousands of people attended the nationwide protest where many prominent speakers campaigned against the Voice. However, a member of the peak Indigenous group supporting a Voice to Parliament says the proposal is backed by First Nations people. Indigenous health advocate Pat Anderson and member of the referendum working group is urging Australians to educate themselves about the referendum, and research conducted by the group showed that 80% of Indigenous people who were surveyed want the Voice. Local heroes and community leaders have dominated this year's Australia Day honours, recognised in overwhelming numbers alongside famous entertainers, military figures and public officials. Prominent Australians have also featured in the annual honours, including the late Uncle Archie Roach, who received the nation's highest honour. The head of the national vaccine rollout, Lieutenant General John Frewen, was appointed as an officer of the Order of Australia. There was an increase in diversity of the Order of Australia. Of the 736 honours handed out in this year's list, 48% were awarded to women, the highest percentage of female recipients since the system began in 1975. Local leaders were singled out in this year's list with more than 45% of the general awards handed out for community services. President of the United States Joe Biden has revealed a new pact between the US and Pacific Island nations. Biden told the leaders of these nations that the pact would help them fight climate change and any economic coercion from China. The Biden administration has been working to make amends with leaders of the Pacific nations after tense relations in recent years. An invitation to a two-day forum in Washington was extended to the leaders, and the pledge of $810 million for maritime security, climate change responses, and pandemic recovery support. The forum saw that all parties who attended did sign the new pact. While we are all experiencing these warmer times, the health authorities are advising people to keep indoor spaces well ventilated to reduce the spread of COVID-19. When gathering with friends and family, remember to increase air circulation by opening windows, as this reduces the risk of COVID transmission. Use a fan or air conditioning to circulate air in the home, and when possible, gather outdoors instead of indoors. I'm Big Willie James. Please join us next time for more news. Stay safe. This news is brought to you by the National Ethnic and Multicultural Broadcasters Council, the NMBC.